This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is Sonia for Joy 94.9 here on your second breakfast, where we're speaking to a gentleman from Sydney, talking to him about what it's like to be a festival director for a really amazing film festival that is coming to Melbourne. And it's Kim Patalis. He's the festival director of something called the British Film Festival, the BBC First British Film Festival for 2015. It's in Sydney from the 27th of October to the 18th of November, and it seems simultaneously it's in Melbourne from the 28th of October to the 18th of November, and then it travels around while it's on. Actually, it looks like it's on simultaneously Adelaide, Perth, Canberra, Brisbane, and a place called Byron Bay. Anyway, welcome to the show this morning here, Kim.
Good morning, Sonia.
But yeah, so it's playing literally simultaneously around the country. Is that unusual for a festival?
This is the third British Film Festival, and, and we have screened every festival simultaneously. Mm-hmm. It's a way of being able to launch new films that potentially could have a theatrical release at Christmas or early in the new year, and also, you know, screening films that are available for, you know, for the current year in a festival environment.
So that's interesting. And the BBC are on board this time.
Yeah, we're very proud to have BBC First as our national sponsor this year. Mm. And as the festival has really grown in stature over the last 3 years. It started off as a, you know, very, very small, humble festival in 2013. And last year we had 32,000 admissions nationally compared to the initial 16,000. And the festival is really growing at such a rate that it'll soon be up there with our major festivals like the French, Italian and Spanish film festivals that Palace screen nationally.
Yeah, it's really jumped out this year because I think you've got some very strong films that are showing in the British festival itself. And, of course, looking at the queer content, retrospectively, these films that do have LGBTIQ themes, including very popular in its day and still does well, I think, still holds it well, My Beautiful Laundrette. So tell us the reasons behind having such films.
Look, our retrospective this year is, it's 10 films and it's called, the retrospective is Love, Actually, A Century of British Romance. Mm-hmm. And we picked an era, a film representing each era. And there's no, you know, better quintessentially great romance film than the 1980s where My Beautiful Laundrette is set. And I mean, it's a wonderful, you know, study of the two leads and the relationship that they have, and both coming from completely different worlds, but connecting in such a, you know, a beautiful way. And there's another couple of films that I'd really like to highlight that we have in the festival, and one is Women in Love, which is set in the 1920s, and it's a very controversial film directed by a very controversial director, Ken Russell, and the film is known for its intertwining relationships, and there is a, you know, there's a homoerotic nude wrestling scene between the two leads, Alan Bates and Oliver Reed, and it was incredibly groundbreaking at the time because it was one of the first times that you actually saw, you know, male genitalia on the screen in commercial cinema, and it was absolutely groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah, no, it's It's full frontal too.
It's full frontal.
There's no mucking around. I was watching it last night.
It was really brave.
Yeah.
Really brave film and a wonderful film. And the other film that was groundbreaking for its time, representing the 1970s, is Sunday Bloody Sunday, which the film's a story of a love triangle between Peter Finch, Murray Head and Glenda Jackson. And again, the film is groundbreaking because it there was a male-to-male kiss in the film, you know, between an Academy Award-winning actor, Peter Finch, and Murray Head.
Mm.
And the film's also based on the director, John Schlesinger's relationship that he had with actor John Steiner. Mm. That's what it's basically, based on.
Yeah, it is very forward, very progressive. It's 1971 when Sunday Bloody Sunday came out, so to have such queerness and homosexuality, bisexuality shown in that way is pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and those films, you know, particularly Sunday Bloody Sunday and also Women in Love, they had an enormous impact on my appreciation of cinema.
Mm.
As a young, 14 or 15-year-old at the time, seeing those films, they really they gave me a real understanding of, you know, art cinema back then. So they had an enormous impression. I'm so proud to have both those films in this year's festival.
Ken Russell deserves his own festival, doesn't he? He's such an interesting, eccentric British, very British, you know, provocative, wonderful director.
I agree wholeheartedly, and some of the films that I saw back then, like Savage and Messiah, Music Lovers, The Devils, they're all just wonderful films that I'll never forget.
Yeah, and sexuality has always been something he has, it's always been matter of fact, something that he never was afraid to portray. So, interesting. You've chosen that one. So, yes, very good. Which brings me to a question I wanted to ask you, actually. A film that isn't in the retrospective side with an LGBTQ theme, of course. I wonder why you didn't include something like Breakfast on Pluto or The Crying Game, but maybe it's because I'm a bit of a Neil Jordan fan, because it's very queer.
Okay, I'm a Neil Jordan fan also. And the issue is trying to secure new remastered digital versions of these films.
Right.
And I just, you know, I wish I had an open book and I could select anything, but we do have to wait for our films to be remastered. It's quite an expensive process, and you'd think in this day and age of Blu-rays and DVDs that it's quite easy, but it isn't. I was really, I fought very hard to actually get Woman in Love remastered, and I think we were the instigators behind the film actually playing at the London Film Festival this weekend. Mm. So I think it was our initiative that I think the London Festival also jumped onto the film.
Good move, because then it might actually get seen by more people and respected for what it is. And what a great cast. I mean, Glenda Jackson, she was the power woman, really, the big actress of that era.
Absolutely. She was, the 1970s, 1960s, 1970s Meryl Streep. She was a great dramatic actress and also very, very brave. She chose very, very brave roles and Women in Love. And also, I'll never forget her performance in The Music Lovers.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Another Ken Russell one. So, yeah, she's had a wonderful career. Very interesting. Very good. And, of course, Alan Bates, always understated, but... You know, he doesn't get as much attention as Oliver Reed has in the past, but he's one of the great English actors of the time.
Yes, agreed.
Mm. Now, just before we go, I think a lot of people know Beautiful Laundrette. Stephen Frears, the director. It's a really interesting film. Hanif Qureshi wrote the screenplay before he went into films himself, and possibly for the 80s, I would say it's one of the English films of the 80s. And perhaps Prick Up Your Ears would be the other one. Both of them, of course, queer. So the English seem to do that well, if that's the right expression. What do you think?
Look, I think English cinema has always been very brave.
Mm.
And I think, you know, we touched on it before with Ken Russell. And I think that the English do it very well, no doubt.
I'm looking forward to seeing what people who haven't seen My Beautiful Laundrette think of it. Lovely 1985 movie, great soundtrack, and of course the impeccable acting of Daniel Day-Lewis. You can almost believe he is a scoundrel and a hooligan.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful film. And actually, speaking of Daniel Day-Lewis, if you look at Sunday Bloody Sunday, there is one scene where he plays a little vandal who goes past. And I think he scratches all these prestige cars.
It's
only on screen for about 5 or 10 seconds.
Right.
But you can see that it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
My goodness.
Apparently he was paid £2 to to destroy these cars in that one little scene. So, yeah, look out for Daniel Day in Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, like he's gone from strength to strength, an amazing actor, and up there with the likes of Gary Oldman, I think. But for independent cinema and more art house, he certainly has won that space, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely. It's wonderful. I mean, films like There Will Be Blood, he's just an incredible actor. He really is.
No, so
My Left Foot, which he won the Oscar for.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
we can keep going.
We can. The Crucible, blah, blah, where he didn't wash, apparently, during the whole filming, which was a bit tough on the other actors, but there you go. I can imagine he goes full method, right? Well, look, Kim, it's great talking to you about this, especially seeing some very good, high-quality queer films in the list of films you've got there in the good menu for British fare, basically. So what are the dates again? We've got for Melbourne, 28th of October to 18th of November.
That's correct. And there's a website where you can access all their details. It's www.britishfilmfestival.com.au.
Excellent. All right. Yeah, when you start thinking about it, there's a whole bunch of LGBT films. I mean, there's Wild as well, probably from the 90s. Again, yeah, not afraid to tackle those subjects and embrace, I guess, the popular culture and the history of British cinema. So, good one. I'll let you go. But thank you so much for talking to us today here on your second breakfast on Joy 94.9. Kim Patalis. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.